The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello and welcome to another episode of Empowered. Today I am joined by Valerie Rikers, and if you haven't seen Valerie and her wonderful partner on TikTok, then you need to get involved because these guys are bringing so much comedic relief. They're bringing some really original ideas, and I'm so proud of them to be part of the TikTok Australian community. And I'm going to bring Valerie on today because I got to meet Valerie at an event a few months ago and we connected, and I loved hearing her story and a little bit about how she became a content creator, because I feel like it's a very different experience to what it was like 8 or 9 years ago, like I did it. So I really wanted to chat to her about kind of penetrating the market and becoming a content creator in this day and age. So she walks us through where it all started for her, how she met her partner, Chris, and then we discuss how she started creating content for herself and bringing on her first brands. Here's my chat with Val. Welcome, Val, and thank you for coming down to the Empowered podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. This was probably like my highlight for the week.
Aww.
I was like telling everyone at work, I'm like, I'm going to be on a podcast tomorrow.
Yes, I'm so chuffed to have you here. So I'm really excited to talk to you today. I think we're going to jump into content creation these days. I feel like some would say, oh, you know, Revy, you've been in the industry for a long time, but I think that the market is so different to penetrate now than it was back, you know, 10 years ago, yeah. 8 years ago. So we're going to dive into that and talk about, you know, how you've created this platform for yourself, how you've built an engaged following who, you know, they just adore you. And I love your confidence and your creativity. You're an amazing dancer. You've got a beautiful relationship with your partner, Chris. So there's all these things that are really helping you build that, I guess, online presence and personality.
Yeah.
And I think that's can be a really difficult thing to do and a really saturated place to be.
Yeah.
But you have really created such an awesome community. So we're going to dive into that. But first, let's do some break the ice questions.
Okay.
So that you can loosen up your shoulders. So what's one thing you did this week that brought you joy? I know you love to work out, like
yes,
me.
I do. I feel like that is like a non-negotiable for every day. So my little sister, she is going to New Zealand. She's moving there for 2 weeks for netball. She got a contract over there. And so we went out to dinner. It was like her farewell.
Yeah.
And although I was like so tired, it kind of like hit me like, I'm not going to get these moments with her because she'll be gone. So yeah, I guess spending time with her and getting to know her, because we've got such a big age gap as well. So I feel like we've really connected recently, and yeah, now she's moving. So that was really nice. Yeah, I know. I'm like, we're only just starting to get along.
Aww, well, quality family time.
Yeah. So yeah.
What is your go-to pump me up song?
At the moment, oh my goodness, I need to find the name of it. I know it's Peppers. I don't know. I like posted on my story yesterday.
Yeah.
No joke. I had it on repeat throughout my whole workout and it like got me through.
Okay.
And it's really good.
Find it maybe and add
yeah,
it in.
It's really good.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I watched a movie called Invisible Man.
Yeah.
Like not long ago. And yeah. I was having a talk with my partner. I was like, could you imagine like being invisible? And he's like, yeah, that would actually be really cool. So I think being invisible would be really cool. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the movie, but prior to that, I always wish that I could fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty epic.
Yeah, so random. Yeah.
I think mine would be to clone myself.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Yeah.
Not that I want two of me, because that's like a headache, but more so that like I could get more done in a day.
Yeah, to be in two places at once. Actually,
that'd be really handy. All right. So let's go back to the beginning
yeah.
of Valerie Rikers, and I want to know a little bit about yourself, what you're doing now, but also if you can start kind of where you grew up and where you went to school,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Cool. Okay, so I'm originally from Auckland, New Zealand. I'm from a suburb called Onehunga. Some people say Onehunga. But yeah, so I grew up there and we moved to Australia, Brisbane, because my dad got like a job opportunity here. So I've been here since 2006. But yeah, my childhood was very involved in church. That's kind of like where I got my niche for like singing and dancing.
Do you sing as well?
Yeah.
Triple threat.
I come from a musical family, in the like Polynesian music industry.
Okay.
Like my uncle, my mum's brother was a music producer. So music was always like heavily incorporated into my lifestyle as a child. So I guess that's where like all the creativity came from. So church was a big thing. I was also like really raised by my grandma, who's like, she passed away last year. So she had a really big impact. Oh, that's okay. She had a really good impact on my upbringing. And so, yeah, I went to school, primary school in New Zealand, and then moved here, did high school. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was very like church. School, and that was it. My upbringing was very sheltered and I was restricted to do only certain things.
Okay.
But one thing that I'm super grateful for is the music and the singing and all that brought the creativity that I have now. So
but
I've got two sisters.
Yeah.
There's a big age gap between us, so I feel like I took on the motherhood role at an early age.
Sure.
So
you're the oldest of three? Yeah,
and my background, because my culture is really implemented into who I am as a person today. So my mom's full Samoan, my dad's half Tongan, half Dutch. So I'm half Samoan, quarter Dutch and quarter Tongan. So a bit of a fruit salad.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess that's it. I'm like rambling.
No, that's beautiful.
I'm a little bit nervous, but just give me some time. I'm just going to relax these shoulders.
Deep breaths. Yeah. No, I love it. I love hearing, where it all kind of, and it makes sense, you kind of can connect the dots sometimes when you hear, because you're obviously so talented and you can dance and now I know you can sing. You've got kind of like this creativity with like your acting capabilities, and that doesn't just come out of nowhere. So it's kind of cool to connect the dots and
see. Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you. I absolutely adore you. thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, babe. Thanks for sharing that part of your life. So you've moved over here. Did you meet Chris early on, or was he like kind of after your social presence started?
I think like in the midst of it, like I was starting to get a little bit of attention. So it started with Facebook. Do you remember the Vines?
I remember Vines.
Started from that. So I was doing like short like skits on Facebook, and then my family were like, "Whoa, you're so funny." I'm like, "Oh my gosh, really?" I was like, "Well, so I've got more up my sleeve if you want." So I just started creating like skits and they were doing really well on Facebook. And then I think Instagram came along.
Yeah.
And I kind of was sharing them on Instagram a little bit. But as I was doing that was like around the time period that I met Chris.
Okay.
And so I was always sharing my dance videos as well.
Yeah.
So, and then I think I met Chris when I was, how old was I? 18.
Yeah.
Freshly 18.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me, are we going to get into the part where how we met? Because that's a story.
Okay. No, I want to talk more about kind of like finishing school.
Yeah.
What did that look like? Did you always know you wanted to be, it's a weird question to be like, did you always know that you wanted to be an influencer or a content creator? Because that job really didn't exist even like, you know, 3-4 years ago. It's a very new thing.
Yeah. So oh yeah, definitely.
Did you know when you finished school, what did you want to be? Or did you know that you kind of wanted to step into this content creation space to some sort of degree, seeing as it was a growing job?
Okay, so obviously with social media, I feel like it's definitely has grown so much since like Instagram when I first like started on the app.
Yeah.
Okay, so throughout high school, dance was a big part of my high school and teenage life. I started dancing like in a school academy, like a dance troupe, and we would compete at like a competition called Bring It On. And that was kind of like initially where I first found my passion for dance. I was like, oh my goodness, I love the feeling that I get when I'm on stage. Mm-hmm. So much fun. And then I said to my mom, I want to like, you know, take it seriously. Like I want to like get trained. So she signed me up to an audition for a dance company called Fresh Elements. And this was when I was in grade 8, so I would have been like 12 years old. And so, every day after school, I was getting trained in all like different styles of hip hop. So like crump, break dance, everything, like you name it.
Cool.
And I really took an interest in crump. Do you know what crump is?
Yeah, I know what crump is.
Like people
I'm
like
100.
Like some people laugh, they're like, oh, like chest pops.
Yeah.
Like footstomps. I'm like, yeah, crumb, like get
yeah.
buck.
Yeah.
And yeah. like, it was such a male dominated like dance group. Like, cause I like joined.
It's a very aggressive, yeah, powerful dance.
And then I got heavily involved into the crump scene outside of the studio, which was more like the street style.
Okay.
So they would literally bring a boombox and we would be in the car park and just everyone crumping.
That sounds so cool.
And it was like, I was the only girl, like, and I was really only cool. like 15 at the time. So my parents were like taking me to these street crump like sessions. And then it was just like men and males, just like, yeah. And
it's
then
main character yeah. energy right there. Like, I feel.
Yeah.
It was. You were like the chick, the main character from, yeah. what's it called? Those movies, Step Up.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. At the time, I didn't feel like
it. Chris?
No.
Okay.
And I'm going to find, yeah. That'll come later.
Okay.
Because it all intertwines.
Because then that would actually have been the movie.
Literally. Yeah. No, literally.
Okay. Carry
anyway,
on.
So, yeah, so I was doing that and then also like doing professional training with Fresh Elements and also just trying to recruit more girls into the crump scene mm-hmm. because that was where it was lacking. And a lot of the guys that I was crumping with, I built like a really good bond with them and I actually still talk to a lot of them till this day.
Yeah.
And then I recruited like a few friends and at the moment I'm obviously not active in the crump scene, but I know that the girl scene is becoming like a lot bigger, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That was definitely helped with like my confidence, and dance was like the biggest element throughout high school. And mm-hmm. because I was sharing a lot of my videos on my platform, I guess, yeah, that was kind of where I got a little bit of the following from.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and then after I finished school, I graduated and I got a job as a school age care.
Was oh, yeah.
Like before and after school care.
Okay.
For PCYC.
Yeah.
And I was also teaching. So I was teaching like hip hop classes for kids. I was doing that like after school. And then obviously when I graduated, I was doing that like throughout the school holidays. So I taught a lot. And I had my own dance crew. I even like, I've done
awesome.
So much yeah. within the dance industry.
Yeah.
And then worked in childcare for about 5 years, mm-hmm. did my diploma. And as I was doing all of these things, I was also like just feeding skits and just being my new unique self, like creating videos just for fun and putting them on social media. So, yeah. And then I was able to leave my job because I obviously had grown like a bit of a following and I was able to put more focus and energy into that. Rather than working, but I'm also back in work at the moment as well, working at my gym casually. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome. So you've got kind of two jobs, but you've created an income, like
yeah.
a fairly consistent, yeah. reliable income
yeah.
from content creation, mm-hmm. which is, I think, you know, so many people want to kind of be in that position.
Mm, yeah.
And I think it's a really hard thing to do these days because,
oh,
like
yeah,
I said
definitely.
Earlier, it's like such a saturated market.
Oh, for sure. I feel like there's kind of like a criteria at the moment of how you should be posting. Mm-hmm. And Instagram in itself are actually putting like criteria out there. Like, this is how you're going to do well
yeah.
on Instagram. This is how you're going to, you know, if you follow our algorithm, mm-hmm. this is how you are going to grow, as in if you want to like get into influencing. But yeah, I just feel like the only way to grow and to be like authentic and unique is if you're being yourself, because no one else can do that but you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely challenging. Like, even as someone with a huge platform, it's like it's so hard to be seen right now. It's
yeah.
definitely presenting some challenges. Whereas like TikTok, I feel like I'm still getting a consistent amount
yeah.
of views. But yeah, it's a interesting time to navigate. But let's, before we get into social media chat, can mm-hmm. we talk about how you and Chris met?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to set the scene, okay?
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
8 years?
Yeah,
or
okay.
no, 7 years, almost 8 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, cool. And we're getting married next year.
Yeah.
yeah. But, okay, so how yeah. we met, I'm just going to set the scene, okay? So we're in a nightclub. It's a nightclub, 50 Cent's playing in the background. Mm-hmm. I'm there with my friends. I'm freshly 18, just dancing on the dance floor. And then I look over and I see Chris. Chris looks at me, I look at him, and it's just like, bam,
yep.
straight away. I was
wow.
just like, hello.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like, hello. And I was like, is he staring at me? And I was like, looked at my girlfriend. I'm like, is that guy staring at me? And she's like, yup, he's staring at you. And I was like,
is it love at first sight?
Yeah, it literally, like, I for now, I'm like, there is love at first sight, yes, but I feel like, you know, there's different types of love. And
yeah, sure.
But that was definitely like something at first sight. I was just like, whoa. And that's it was like crazy. The connection was mutual, because then like 2 weeks fast forward after that whole scenario, he was like, no, I was exactly the same. As soon as I saw you, it was like, wow, who is that? But so yeah, we started dancing and we like had a good night. And then afterwards we left the club and he didn't want to know me. He was like, oh my gosh, did I do something? And then I was like to my friend, oh, she's like, that's what happens when you go out these days. You might dance with a guy and he might think you're cute. You will think he's cute. And I'm just like, oh no, it can't be. 2 weeks later, I'm like looking at the club pictures from the nightclub
to see if he was,
I'm just like, please. Yeah. I'm like, oh, whatever. Forgotten all about it. Get a DM on my Instagram and he's like, oh, I think you need to show me those dance moves again. I'm just like, oh my gosh, is this him? I like called like my cousins and my friends. I'm like, he messaged me on Instagram. They're like, what? And then like I found out that he actually tried to message me on Facebook, but because he wasn't my friend, it didn't come through. But
he
yeah.
Was trying to reach
yeah, he was. And then it was so funny. He's like, I've got a crazy story to tell you. I'm like, what is it? And he's like, that day I was at my friend's house and we were like on Facebook scrolling and he showed me like one of your videos and he's like, how funny is this chick? And then he's like, oh yeah, well, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then he's like, then I went out and then I saw you and you looked at me, I looked at you and I'm just like, so you know who I was, like you knew. And he's just like, yeah, but I didn't expect to see you. And then my friend comes over and he's like, that's her. That's the girl I was telling you about.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, whoa. That's...
Were you out in Brisbane?
Yeah, Brisbane. Yeah.
Cool. Which cup?
Hot Gossip.
I don't remember.
No. Did you remember
I was
like,
all like Mono. Oh. Monastery.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Mono. That's like, that was the place to go.
Really?
And was it Friday?
Fridays, yeah. Fridays is still kicking.
Oh, wow.
Family,
yes. Yeah. All of those places, yeah. I only really went out for like a year.
Yeah. That was me. Yeah, because then I met Chris and then it was like,
well, yeah, I met Clay when I was 19.
Yeah.
And it was the same situation. We literally locked eyes and we're like, let's get married.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah,
it was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So
how did you guys meet?
We went to the gym together. Like, well, he was the coach and then I just rocked up to the gym and I was like, who is that? And he was like, who is that? And then he asked a mutual friend to have a barbecue and invite me to it. And then that day he was like, we're probably going to get married. Like,
oh, I love it.
So... yeah.
It's such a beautiful thing, hey?
I feel like if you haven't experienced, you're always skeptical and I would invite that because you're like, there are a lot of lust at first sight and all that. But yeah, I think from experience, I've definitely experienced love at first sight. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
It's almost like, yeah, unless you've experienced it, you might not believe it.
But yeah.
I think from our first experiences, we can speak of it.
No, yeah. It's amazing.
Crazy. So there's hope.
Yeah.
Any single gals out there, you might lock eyes one day and it might be it. So, but yeah, I love the slow burn stories too.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys have met and loving life together and you're growing up together. Mm-hmm. And I suppose during this time, you're Vine has transformed into Instagram and Facebook presence. And then when was it around where you – am I correct in saying that TikTok has really kind of launched you, like escalated your presence?
Yeah, yes and no. Like Instagram, I've put so much heart and so much effort into it and I feel like it kind of stalled in the past year. Mm-hmm. However, TikTok is just – yeah, it has
it's
blown
beast,
up. And it started off as a joke at first, like because Chris was like, oh, TikTok. When it first came out, I was like, oh, no, that's not for me. TikTok's not for me. And then I was like, oh, we should just make a joint account and just like, you know, just
have
to
fun.
Watch videos.
Right.
So that's how it started. And then obviously like Chris is very funny as well. Like we share the same humor and we just get each other.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, let's just do like a few videos. And then, yeah, we started doing them and they were doing really well.
Right.
And we're like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, this is
and we realized that TikTok wasn't just dances and like, you know, like what people say cringe.
Yeah.
There was just so many other like aspects and so many other like categories within TikTok. Like you've got a TikTok DIY, you've got TikTok like funny TikToks, you've
TikTok
got
TikTok therapy.
Yeah, like literally.
Sometimes they're like, if your inner child is hurting and
yeah.
I'm just like, whoa, so specific, man. Like, what is happening?
And it like listens to your voice. So. Yeah. And whatever you watch, it picks up on that. Yeah, and I love that because then it shows you
what you want to see.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely like something that's kind of like accidentally happened, mm-hmm. TikTok. But Chris is in charge of our TikTok. So he would just sit there. He's like, I'm brainstorming. And he just scrolls and tries to
figure out
the trends and things like that.
Mm. That's one thing that I find really challenging about TikTok because my dominant presence is Instagram and has been forever. But then TikTok, I kind of think I started it in last year. And the challenging thing about it, I find, is that in order for you to be successful on there and to grow your platform, mm-hmm. you need to be aware of trends.
Yeah.
Whereas on Instagram, I feel like I can just be growing as a person and share.
I do find like a lot of your followers on Instagram are really connected because you've had that relationship or that connection they've had that connection with you for years. Whereas TikTok is so new.
Yeah.
And I feel like with TikTok, the trends are so fast paced.
They are.
And it's hard to keep up.
You have to be on it.
Yeah.
You have to be in it to win it, essentially. Because it's really, it's trending.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a moment in time before it's like, nah, that's old.
Yeah.
young kids.
Yeah.
It's such a fun app to be a part of, I think. And I think it's definitely like kind of the direction a lot of social media is going. Instagram adopting Reels. And I don't know if you've ever scrolled through Reels, but it's awful.
Yeah.
is your Reel feed like terrible?
You know what I'm finding my Reels are like a lot of, have you seen the videos where it's like, the aesthetics of life, like your coffee, your bed.
And like the weird filters that make you play games. And I'm like, I don't care.
Or the ones that change your face.
Yeah.
It's cool every now and then, but like
That's all I see though. Mm. Like, this isn't the same. And I feel like Instagram has missed the boat of creating that.
So true.
Yeah. Cultivating
Have you seen, I think it's called Instagram Creators or something. It's like an actual Instagram account where they give you, that's like a news update of the trends to hop on and how you should be filming your videos. I'm like, I think like we need to still incorporate the creative aspect of it, you know, like make people think and be creative rather
don't
than like.
Tell us what to do.
Yeah, like, exactly.
We don't need a template.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a interesting and fascinating platform, like both of them kind of competing. I don't think it will be very long before time will tell, like, who is really dominating. Yeah. I know, like with Snapchat, like when Instagram stories came out, I was like, this is crap.
Yeah.
No one's going to do this. Mm. And now I don't use Snapchat anymore.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if like Instagram will just take TikTok's spot, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. It's not happening for me at the moment, Tal. No, it's not.
Okay, so as I said, Instagram and as an influencer, things have changed so much. When I was – my first paid sponsored content was when I had 60,000 followers. So I did not charge anything from anyone until I had that because it just wasn't a legitimate job. I reckon this was around 2015.
Yeah.
So I'd been building it and like it was like work, but I wasn't getting paid for any of it and building. And then I was like, I think I have enough to charge a brand.
That's insane because I have a friend who just hit 10K and he's just getting paid. Like
You can get paid for like 2,000, 3,000, 5,000followers now. So, it's a different time.
Mm.
But did you find it difficult to establish yourself for anyone listening who's like got a small business mm-hmm. or wants to build that personal brand? Did you find it difficult to go, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to hit go and say, yep, this is my worth.
Yeah.
I'd like this for this kind of partnership.
Yeah.
Did you find that difficult?
Yes, because I guess I've had help with my agency. They've been amazing. Shout out to Cash Cloud. They're incredible. Like my manager, Ash, she has hopped on board. I used to have a different manager prior to her who was also amazing, but they've definitely helped a lot. But yes, in the beginning, I didn't know what my worth was. So I didn't actually realize that you could actually make money from Instagram. I didn't realize how much you could make.
Yeah.
To where I am now, it was a slow process and it still is. I'm trying to think back to my first. I'm pretty sure it was like a piece of necklace and they said they weren't even paying me. And I thought that that was amazing.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm getting a gifting opportunity. What?
Yeah.
A free necklace to post a photo? I take photos of my jewelry just for free. Amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm still grateful like when I do get gifting opportunities. I think it's like, you know,
it's
but
amazing,
it's awesome. I guess, I feel like if you are starting out as someone who you wanting to grow a following, just know your worth, because it took a while for me to realize that. And sometimes there are like opportunities that do come my way and I'm just like, what, really? I'm like, I have fun when I create content, so
that's the thing. I think as a creative person you're probably in a position where you're like, I would do this for free.
I did do this for
free for a number of years,
literally,
because it's fun. But I guess, you know, in part of like cultivating that community and having an engaged audience and someone comes along and says, I want you to talk about this product, learn about it, introduce it into your lifestyle, and you're advertising it to your community, you know, that's an opportunity for them and an opportunity for you, and that's why it's a cool partnership.
Exactly. And another thing is it's so easy to say yes because, you know, it's an opportunity, but you got to make sure that, you know, if you are going to be working with brands or, you know, saying yes to opportunities, make sure that it aligns with your beliefs and you as a person. Because there was a time where I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yes, yes, amazing. And then it was like, when it came to content creating, it's like,
okay,
how am I going to create something that is still aligns with who I am as a person and what I believe in when,
That's it. You can really damage your brand.
Exactly. And that trust that you have with your audience as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say if I wouldn't recommend it genuinely to my best friend, I'm not.
I just think of it this way. If I wasn't working with this brand, would I buy it?
Yeah.
Would I go out of
my
way
to?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a great way to be. It's really important that you can genuinely see yourself using the product, and I guess also not just the product itself, but the brand's values. Like that's a really
so
big
true.
Thing.
Yeah.
As you get bigger and bigger, your alignment needs to kind of your alignment in values needs to be pretty similar.
Yeah,
which is It's a tough thing to navigate because you've got to be so on top of – it's like researching, right? We've got to research these brands and who they are as a company, what they're doing for the planet, what they're – you know, all that stuff is like we've got to be mindful and, watch out for ourselves and our community. All right. So did you have any finishing advice for anyone who is trying to build their personal brand, side hustle or small business on Instagram or TikTok?
Be yourself. Like as simple as it sounds, that's probably the most effective advice, because it's so easy to get caught up in the saturated world of what you should be, what you should look like or how you should act. I just feel like whatever your passions are, bring it to the table and express it in your most authentic self. That's like the best way that I can explain it. Whenever I have like a video idea, for example, like there was like a phase I was doing like transition videos because I do like editing as well.
Yeah.
Like that's another little hobby that I have that is part of like 100 other hobbies that I like doing. With my editing videos, there was like a phase where transitioning and like cool effects was like a thing. I think it was like a phase from last year. I don't know. But I was like, oh, what can I bring to the table? And I would make like the mix and then create the content, and I would show Chris, I'm like, is this like, and he's like, that's insane, that's incredible. But I was always so scared because I was like, oh, it's not, people are going to be like, oh, it's so different. But he's like, exactly, it's different, that's that's what you want, because in a world of social media everything is the same. He's like, so if I could give any advice to anyone, is just be yourself and don't be afraid to show it.
Amazing, because like everyone's going to be inspired by that. I think your skits, like first of all, are so different. Like a lot of the time I don't put enough time into creating a skit from scratch, whereas you're like, you know, I'll take someone else's words, the sound.
Yeah.
I'll take someone else's sound and I'll like, we'll do a conversation back and forth and it's funny and it's kind of acting, and that's what TikTok,
kind of
is. But you're actually creating a lot of your content from scratch and you're creating that sound for other people.
Yeah.
So you're, writing. Because that's quite a brave, different thing to do.
Yeah, because it's very like you're putting yourself out there.
Yeah, like the ones with you talking to yourself on the couch.
Yeah.
That's
the girl skits.
Yeah.
I feel like
I think they're the most relatable.
Yeah, no, like my friends are like, you literally just took that conversation that we had on the weekend and you've just put it into a skit. I'm sorry. Like when I'm with them, I'm like taking notes as in like certain situations and like relatable scenarios. But that was how it like that. Going back to when I was doing skits on Facebook, that's all I've ever really known.
Okay.
So with TikTok coming in with, you know, like the voiceovers and stuff, I think they're amazing because they're funny as well. But I always try and keep, because I think my idea list on my notes is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'll just scroll through. I'm like, yeah, let's do that one today. We'll do this one today. Cool. Yep. So
that's part of your creative process. Yep. It's like, inspiration from genuine conversations you have with your friends and family. Yeah. And then you're like, actually, that's funny. And you probably add a little bit of flair to them. And
a little bit of sass and attitude. Sass,
And then, and then you kind of – so how many videos would you create
I was doing like one skit a week, but it just depends on like how much time I've got as well.
It's so time. I swear no one knows who's not in it, how long those videos the writing, the creating, the editing, the voice, the sound.
A lot of effort goes into it, hey?
So much.
And do you find like sometimes you put so much effort into one video and it doesn't
and
do
it
as well?
Yeah.
And then you do one that's like not much effort and it does amazing. You're like, really?
What frustrates me about my TikTok is that I can just – so, yeah, Clay and I have done a couple of like dances together. If I do a dance on my own, it's like, oh, yeah, it's a couple of –
can relate.
Maybe like tens of thousands of views. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. That's good. And then Clay just stands there and I'm dancing. Like, I've learnt the dance. I'm looking good. I'm dolled up. And he just stands there like post-work and he's all sweaty and dirty and it gets like millions of views. Yeah. I'm like, no, that is not fair.
Because Chris and I have a joint TikTok.
Yeah.
We try to do like some individually. Like he'll do one and I'll do one. They never do as good as the ones that we do together.
Together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think couple content can be really relatable to all of other couples, I guess. I don't know. But like,
no, I love you guys' TikToks.
Shouldn't we just be relatable and cool?
You guys are doing so well, like rocking it, especially like even with the kids as well. I love it.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I actually kind of like yourself have so much fun in just creating them. And even if we didn't, some of them we don't post with the kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just actual fun
being
silly and outside your comfort zone. Clay and I, if we do a dance together, just laugh the entire time. Like if it was, there was no sound on it, we'd just be like, like just the whole time. Because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Is Chris a dancer?
No, but he can dance.
Yeah, he can dance.
Yeah, he's
see,
really
Clay is very trying.
Oh, hey. He's doing amazing.
He actually has improved since TikTok has come along at like learning to dance.
I think like a lot of people have picked up like, I'm not a dancer, but I think I could be. Like,
I've definitely gotten better since I've been on the app. Like I've never really done classes or anything.
Really?
Like,
you don't have a dance background?
No.
Yeah, it's like, just the natural groove. Yeah. You know? It's a genetic thing maybe.
Just flick my hair. Coming from you, that means a lot. Okay, so let's do our finisher questions now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your video with Chris that has gone the most viral, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's your most viral video is him coming home from a night out and he's had a couple.
He's had way more than a couple.
And you make him a sandwich and it's like God's gift. Like he is just I showed Clay this morning and we're both just laughing at his face. Like when he takes a bite and then looks at you like he's like, how'd you do that? Like he is absolutely in shock of how good it tastes. So what is your go-to meal after a night out, like when you get home?
A kebab.
A kebab,
Okay. Like, okay, I'm going to, like, literally the last weekend we went out and we were with our friends and one of our friends just got a bit too intoxicated.
Happy?
So he was on his own vibe and he turned into Hulk. He took his shirt off and started running down the street and we're like, come back.
Oh, no.
And anyways, we got kebabs. We sat down and Chris is like happy too, but not as happy as our friend. And our friend's sitting there just like looking down at the table and Chris is like, come on, bro, eat your food as he's reaching over and eating his kebab and his own. I'm just like, that's not your food, Chris. Why are you eating his food? Chris, but that's Chris. He loves his food.
Yeah.
But yeah, kebabs is definitely one. And I'm just going to say the sandwich is so basic. The only reason why it tastes amazing was because Chris loves food when he's drunk. So there's no magic recipe. That's just him with everything. What? I just managed to get so on camera.
It was just like so happy.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The happy, like Christmas for him.
No.
For Christmas for Chris. Yeah, well, mine is mine's 2 minute noodles.
Really?
Yeah. I love it.
Are you like?
Oh, just my foster parents have said that there's been multiple occasions when I've come home after being out and like there's just packets of like crinkled up noodles, a trail of crinkled up noodles in the kitchen and then me on the floor like with the bowl.
That's wait, not even gourmet. You just like.
No, like Maggie.
Have you had Mee Goreng?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
That's I lived on that when I was younger.
Yeah, I love Mee Goreng.
I think that'd make me feel sick now because I ate it so much when I was.
Really?
Yeah, I used to smash it. Okay. What's your favorite way to give back to yourself?
Exercise, for sure. Like moving my body, especially lately because I've been so busy. It's been overwhelming, but I always try and make time to move my body and exercise because. Yeah, it just makes me feel good. Yeah. And even if it's dancing, sometimes I'll use dance as a form of exercise.
It totally is a form of exercise. Sure. I get a sweat up and everything.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm very similar. Yeah. Your guilty pleasure TV show.
I was watching, I forgot what it's called. I think it's it was like an aged care home for, and they got the kids to come in.
I've heard about that. I saw a trailer.
It's beautiful.
Is it on SBS?
On Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah. It's Aussie. Yeah. Huh. I think it's, yeah. So I forgot what it's called. I'm thinking it's along the lines of aged care for kindy. I don't know. Anyways, I was lacking like energy for runs at the gym. And whenever I'd put that show on, it would just make me feel so good. Oh. Such a great show.
Old People's Home for 4-year-olds?
Yes, that's it.
That is so cute. I need to watch it.
Yeah, it's so good. And get the kids to watch it too. They'll love it.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, cute. I mean, I get glimpses of it when Lexi and Lola are talking to my foster mum. Like, they're like, oh, God, even though you're so old, like, they'll just come out with, like, these sentences.
Yeah, that's like sponges. They absorb everything, hey.
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Driving down from Brizzy and being here today. And I'm sure the listeners loved getting to know you a little bit more behind the scenes.
Aww.
I think podcasting is like so, I don't know, it's just like nice and conversational and a bit more intimate sometimes.
No, I definitely love a good podcast and I love yours. So thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Val. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Empowered. If you wanted to hear more of these kind of episodes that are just really cruisy conversational types, then you can head to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or give it a follow on Spotify. As I do every week, I like to leave you with a positive affirmation to repeat back to yourself. So I'd love for you to take a deep inhalation and stop what you're doing right now, relax the shoulders and repeat out loud after me. Creative energy flows through me. That was lovely. I hope to have you back here again next week, and I hope you have a wonderful week this week. Love you guys. Bye.